You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I wanted to clarify some, you know, an Indian that maybe we spoke about in the past about Parshas HaChodesh in specifically, and maybe the Arba Parshiyos in general. But but it's something which is very, very relates to us very much, especially today when we're dealing with the matzah that we have today. So it can be very appropriate to speak about it also today, and will give us more clarity of how do we treat things and adversity when it hits Am Yisrael. So let's start with the following. We know that there's four parashas that we read on Chodesh Adar, which we end then with the last parasha, which we're going to read this week, which is Parashas Chodesh. The four parashas are Parashas Shkalim, which is before Chodesh Adar, Parashas Zachar, which is for Purim, Parashas Parah, which we did last week, and Parashas HaChodesh, which we're going to do this coming week. The Gemara basically clearly tells us that all these four parashas have to do with the month of Adar. I don't even know that. The Gemara tells us that according to one Ramban, if there's two Chodesh Adars, if you have 2 months of so then you need to have, there's a machlokes, when do you do the Arba Parashiyos? You do the Arba Parashiyos on the first Adar or on the second Adar? And the Gemara tells us that there's a manorah only to do in the first Adar. So clearly you see that the four parashas of Adar have to do with the month of Adar. And surrounding Purim, Zachar is for sure surrounding Purim, but in general we find that the Arba Parashiyos have to do with Chodesh Adar. The question is, how does the four parashas have to do with Chodesh Adar? Parashas Shkolim, maybe you can understand, it's when Chodesh Adar you start to be Machiz and Shkolim. But Parashas Parah and Parashas Chodesh, the last two parashas that we just, one we read last week, one we read this week, it all has to do with Pesach. Why do we read Parashas Parah? We read Parashas Parah in order for us to get prepared to be Tahar for Pesach. Why do we read Parashas Chodesh? Rashi says, because Parashas Chodesh speaks about Pesach. Right, that's Rashi. Megillah, Rashi, why are you Parshas Chodesh? Shashi Sham, Parshas of Pesach. Read Parshas of Pesach. So if so, we're reading these things because of Pesach. So what does that have to do with Chodesh Adar? You can even ask more than that. These two parshas maybe should have been read in Chodesh Nisan. Right, you start Pesach, you can read it then. Why do we do it, as we saw in the Gemara, you have to do it, it has to do with Chodesh Adar. Why do these two parshas relate to the month of Adar specifically? And you can add to that is, what are we reading in Parashas HaChodesh? This is Parashas HaChodesh, Parashas HaChodesh. Rashi, why are we in Parashas HaChodesh? We'll speak about Pesach. So first of all, the Tzaddik already asks, and this first Maimer in Parashas HaChodesh, so why do we call Parashas HaChodesh? We should call Parashas Pesach. So how do we call it HaChodesh? Which is the first words of the Parasha. The first words of the Parasha is HaChodesh is the Lachim Rosh Chodesh, is a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. Creating the calendar that we have. Why is that part of it? And most of the parashas we're speaking about the pain, it just doesn't have to do with regular Pesach. But most of it has to do, we have to actually take the seh, the base of the silavais in the tenth of Nisan, and then it said he took the blood and he put it on the two mezuzahs and the masker. That's all Pesach mitzvah. And we want to focus on Pesach, and the idea is before you bring Korah Pesach to learn the parasha, you should speak about the that more relates to the karbanas that we have today, not the ones which relate to Korban Pesach that was done only in Tzitzit Yisrael 3,000 years ago. So what's really the idea of Parashas HaChodesh and the Arab Parashas in general that we're reading in Chodesh? To understand that, let's start with what is the Chodesh of Lachem Rosh Chodesh. The Parashim, the beginning of Chumash, tells us right away. The mitzvah Rishayna Shitztav Yisrael. What is the first mitzvah Am Yisrael had? Chodesh is Lachem Rosh Chodesh. Rashi asked, the first Rashi of Chumash. Why does the Torah start with the Rishis? The Torah should start with the Chodesh is Lachem Rosh Chodesh. The talk about the mitzvah Shabbos as well. So then that have a calendar. There's only more mitzvahs that seem to be more important. I mean, it's a Shabbos, the mitzvah of Anoich Hashem Elokecha, There's several mitzvahs. You want to speak about specifically the mitzvah of Chodesh Azeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim? What's the idea behind it? That's how we start the first mitzvah in Tzav Yisrael, is the mitzvah of Kiddush Chodesh Azeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. So the Rabbi Yom Shafir is the Chetzai of Baruch always used to say the following. We know that the difference between Yisrael and Musar Elam, Tzav Yisrael and the Goyim, is how we count. One of the differences the Gemara tells us is they have a solar calendar. They're one for the moon. Even though there's many Umos today that do count for the lunar calendar, like the Arabs count the lunar calendar, the Persians, the Chinese, there are some people that count for the lunar calendar. But at the end of the day, the Gemara specifies they have something unique to Am Yisrael, and maybe they learned from us. The Gemara tells us that Am Yisrael comes to the lunar calendar, and Umas Yisrael in general, they have a calendar which is based on the sun, based on the solar calendar. Says Rav Moshe, what's the difference between a lunar calendar and a solar calendar? Bring your subjects to a very similar idea in the previous time. Says like, the idea is like this. The sun is what the sun creates is a cycle called so around the world 1 year, and that becomes a shana. Shana is the cycle that the sun creates. The moon is how do we divide? How do we create? What does the moon do? The cycle of the moon is clear. We can see in our eyes. The cycle of the moon is a monthly cycle. It's a cycle of a chodesh. The reason you have months in the solar calendar, the reason we have January, February, March, April, has nothing to do with the sun. It has to do with a good way to divide the solar year. But the year, really, it's 365 days where the sun goes back to its original place. And if so, the solar calendar is defined as a shana. The lunar calendar, the annual solar calendar, is defined as a chodesh, a month. The difference between a shana and a chodesh is the difference between two opposite things. Shana is coming from the same letters of the word yashan, old, or yashan, shana, sleeping, or shayna, repeating. It's always the same thing. It means there's no renewal. It's static. It's the same old thing that was done. Chodesh, on the other hand, is loshan chidesh, renewal. That's what you see. The moon, in its essence, the way the cycle of the moon goes, is that the moon starts small, grows, becomes very large, and then becomes small again, disappears, and renews again. Obviously, we know that it doesn't actually happen in reality. But as Chazal tells us, and as the Maharal tells, what Chazal explained, is that the idea is the way it appears in our eyes, that's a significant way for us to relate to. So the moon starts and begins and gets bigger and bigger, and then it gets smaller and smaller, and then eventually disappears, and then it's reborn. Every chodesh is a moilot, a tilado, a new birth of the moon. Therefore, because you have a new birth of the moon, that's why that's the idea of the chodesh lashon chidush. It's renewed. Every month is a new thing. Shank in the shana is this shana, the sun doesn't change. It stays the same way the whole time. Our shows mashul talavon. We say it every time in Kiddush Lavana. When we speak, we sit down and stand in Kiddush Lavana outside. What do we say? Shehem asidim leischadesh k'moysa. They will renew like it, like the Lavan. Say what the Lavan renews is reborn. So we renew and reborn. And the idea is that Am Yisrael has the ability. That even though sometimes Am Yisrael can start with a very small and grow, and then maybe get small again. Meaning that what they are, it fluctuates. It doesn't always stay static. And sometimes good things can happen, can be very large, and sometimes can be small. But it always has the power to renew, to be reborn, to start again. The chama, the ones, the almost saying the most of the chama, they're static. They don't go up and down. They stay in the same level. But the minute they stop, they don't have that power of renewing. The whole idea of a chiddush is something that's unique to us. Am Yisrael being is chama. And therefore, why is that so important? Because when Am Yisrael are going to, what is the whole process in this world? We're trying to go through Olam Hazeh in order to reach and get to Olam Haba. So we're going through this world in order to create a new world. So we need to have the chiddush. We need to have the power of rebirth ingrained in us. Because that's what Am Yisrael does. And that's why throughout all history, Am Yisrael goes and they go up and they go down. The Gemara tells her in the Midrash brings that Am Yisrael starts to have Avraham Avinu. They get to Shlomo HaMelech as the highest level. Shlomo HaMelech was almost like what we'll be in time of Mashiach. Then it goes down again. Another 15 generations until it gets to Tikyo. Like the Levana, it has 15 generations until it gets big, and 15 days until it gets down. That's what's Marshal to the bottom. Am Yisrael is rebirth the whole time. There's renewal, there's times when it's good, and then it goes down, there's always will be a rebirth. That's the idea of Am Yisrael. Mashiach Umas Olam, it's static, there's no rebirth, and when the Umma is undead, it ends, it doesn't come. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, that's the idea that the mitzvah of Yishayna Shitztav Yisrael. The first mitzvah Am Yisrael gets is what? Kiddush HaKadosh. We start with Kiddush HaKadosh, the idea of Kiddush. Tell us what? To tell us that that's what Am Yisrael is all about. That's the beginning. The first thing we have is the idea that we have Kiddush. We're starting something new. We'll be reborn with Am Yisrael starting with what? With Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And it starts with the mitzvah of Kiddush HaKadosh. Am Yisrael is considered to be born with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And when they're born, the mitzvah that comes without birth is the idea of Kiddush HaKadosh to tell you not only you're born now, but you have the power to be reborn again. This is the day of Am Yisrael. By the way, just a side point, but it's a little bit very related, is the idea that we know that the Machlekes, when was Adam HaRishon born? Was Adam HaRishon born on Rosh Hashanah? Or Adam HaRishon was born on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? So the Arizal speaks about the way the Vilna Gaon says, the Vilna Gaon holds, you know, both of them are Emes, but the Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the way, the proper way an Adam has to be born. Meaning, on Machshava, the way the original idea was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Then eventually, Lamaise came on Adam HaRishon, which was imperfect. Adam HaRishon had many blemishes, many issues that came as he was growing. And therefore, we have all the bad in the world and the Umasayla all come on Adam HaRishon. When Am Yisrael was born, that's going back to that original birth, was the Machshava, the original thought, original plan, come to fruition when Am Yisrael was born. The Rosh Chodesh Nisan of Am Yisrael is the Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the thought was not what Adam HaRishon was, the Machshava, according to the Gaon, before he was born. That's when Am Yisrael was born. And that's the idea that that original thought comes here. So we get a rebirth starts from there. There's an idea how Adam needs to be when Adam HaRishon is born in Rosh Chodesh. Then it comes out imperfected and not the way Hashem wants it to be. Then there's a rebirth in a perfected way. And that rebirth is Am Yisrael. So Am Yisrael is born as a rebirth, a rebirth. They're coming as Atem Kareem Adam. The Adam, the way Adam needs to be, came with Am Yisrael. They're born into a rebirth. That's what they're born. So therefore, that's the idea that Kiddush HaKadosh is the mitzvah of Yishayin Sheitztav Yisrael. Because Kiddush HaKadosh defines what Am Yisrael is all about. They are being reborn. And with that, we get back to the idea of the four Rashis. Now that we understand the first mitzvah that Am Yisrael has.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Now, Amchal tells us a big insight. Something very important to note regarding everything that we're doing in throughout the year in Am Yisrael. And that is that what? There's no such thing as a memorial day by Am Yisrael. There's no such thing as remembering something. Meaning, 2,000 years ago we went out in Mitzrayim, let's commemorate that beautiful event today.
What about Yom HaZikaron? What about Yom HaZikaron? Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
We're remembering the creation of the world.
I'm talking about the bits of that we have in the Torah and with the Rabbanah. And the idea is, and everybody can apply it also to other things as well. Like, for example, a Yartzeit. And that maybe could apply also to what you asked. A Yartzeit is also, doesn't mean that a person now, that day someone was Nifter. But it means something's actually happening. The Neshama is coming down to the world. There's a Leel in Neshama that day. Whenever we have a date to commemorate something in the past, that is something which is happening again today. But it seems to try is clear, because it says, Chayav Adam Liris Atzmei Kilu Hu Yotzer Mitzrayim. Our Chazal tells that. But what Chazal tells is really everything that we do. When you have a Shavuos, that means you have another Matan Torah. And when you have a the Yeshiva Sabbatam was in Tisha B'Av, that's also, as Chazal tells us, Kilu Nichro B'Samidish B'Yom HaVazif V'Zichur B'Samidish again. Obviously, with Shonim Kippur, every year again, you have the judgment and the Day of Atonement, the Day of Yom Kippur. Sukkot is a that level. You're commemorating again being the Tzil de Musa, and so is Hanukkah, and so is Purim, and every other single day that we have. So when she adds, and this is really the idea, the process of the year starts like this. Our soul are born as Christians. And they go through the process every year again. They're born as Christians, son, get the Torah in Shavuos. They lose it in Shavuot Seret Tammuz, and there's a total korban of Tisha B'Av. They come to rectify that in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and they go. Then they go through the months of winter, where they need to go through Hanukkah, through Purim, which is the months of winter, where each one belongs to these months, is a different topic. And that's how they go through the year. And then they reach the time of Purim in the end of the year, Amisrael, in the end of the Chodesh Adar, is the last month. What happened in Chodesh Adar? Chodesh Adar is the end just because of the end. But there's another ending to that end. And what is that? The Megillah tells us that the Achashverosh, the Melech Achashverosh, and the Chazal tell us, Gaon mentions it, that the idea of the Melech, whatever it says, Melech, the Megillah, means the Kodesh Baruch. So the Melech, what did he write? What did he sign? He signed the following decree. Lehashmi, leharoig, leave, diskoliyut. That was a decree. Esther came to the Melech and says, can you please revoke it, take that back? He says, no. We can't give it back. I'm sorry, it's too late. She says, you write something new. But that stays. So Rav Moshe used to mention that the idea is that because this Khatima wasn't only by Ahasuerush, it's by Kodesh Baruch Hu. As it says, the Mordechai went up to Shemayim, he checked on Shemayim, it was chasum betit, it was done, it was signed with clay, it was signed with blood. He said, it was signed by blood, you can't take it back. Signed by clay, you can take it away. That was signed by Shemayim. And when the Megillah says that whatever is nechta metabas ha-melech was signed by the king's decree, cannot be revoked, cannot go back, it doesn't apply only to Ahasuerush, but it applies to the decree of the Ashri La'agul La'abed that was done by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the idea is the following. Whenever you get to the last month of the year, we have a decree on our head, the Ashri La'agul La'abed, that applies every Chodesh Adar. But every Chodesh Adar, we go through the process of what? Of v'na'afoichu asher yishlatu ha'yehudim asherneyim. We overcome that challenge by going through the process of Chodesh Adar, the epic time, the highest level is Purim, obviously. The Purim is when we go and become part of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we join the Kodesh Baruch Hu together, as we spoke about in previous weeks, and that's how we elevate above all the tzaras that we have, we have to overcome in Chodesh. But that's the tachlis, that's the avodah of the whole month. The whole month is lahashmid, ha'avod l'avod, we need to turn that around. We need to go and say, we're going from a time of ending, of a decree of death, to go and turn that around. And after we turn that around, Chodesh Adar, now we can do what? To come to Chodesh Nisan and have the rebirth. I mean, Chodesh Nisan is was born. Chodesh Nisan was born as a rebirth. In order to be reborn again every year in Chodesh Nisan, we have to go through the process of Chodesh Adar. And this is what the Arba Parashiyos do. Our Pashas, they are the stages that surround Purim in order for us to be reborn again. And each one has his own thing. We'll just go through it in short. We spoke about it in previous years. And that's not really the whole topic to be with other Pashas. But Pashas Shkolim is talking about the idea of how we elevate Olam Hazeh with our money. Pashas Zachar is how we remove all the bad things that surround us, which is the Amalek and all the bad things we have in the world. Pashas Paro, we're talking about how you purify and you get to a Tahara Gemura in the world, and then we come to Pashas Chodesh, which leads us to the rebirth. I'll say it, as we mentioned here in the past, the Vilna Gaon tells us in Hadaras Leo, and Pasha, in last week's Pasha, Pasha Kisiso, he says, that's a line, we dwell into it a lot, but it's always good to review again. So we have four times in our life, the Am Yisrael was going through four periods. And these four periods are mentioned in Tefillah Shabbos. Right? Four times. We have Olam Hazeh, Olam Habo. The real order of it, by the way, It's a different topic. It's first Mi'ah, Olam Hazeh, then Kaz Mashiach. Then will be Tchias HaMeisim. All the dead will be revived, will be reborn. And then we get to Olam Hazeh. But the order that we have in Shabbos and the order that the Magen says of the four Pashyas are the order of Olam Hazeh, Olam Habo, Emes Mashiach, Tchias HaMeisim. And these are the four Pashyas. Pashyas Kolim, Olam Hazeh. How do you elevate, use your money for elevation of this world? Parshas Zohar says the Goyin is Olam Haba. That's when you have no Amalek, no bad in the world. Hashem Shalom, Akisa Shalom, everything is perfect. And that's Olam Haba. Parshas Paro is when you purify all the tumah in the world. And that is what? That is when Mashiach comes. Mashiach will be Metar all the time. What is Parshas Zohar? Parshas Zohar is connected to Tchias HaMeisim. What's Tchias HaMeisim? Rebirth. Is a time of Tchias HaMeisim. We go through the four parashas that we have are fixing and connecting and bringing us to be able to be reborn again. And we go through the process, we elevate our Olam Hazeh. We fix our process to get to Olam Hazeh. We go through Purim, obviously. We fix the guys that we belong to, Yom Mashiach, and this world, we prepare for that. And then we are able to do our Tchias HaMeisim Avodah. And when we do that, then we're able to get to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, is the time when Am Yisrael will be born. In other words, we have to take Chodesh Adar and do Vinah Foichu through the process of Purim and Adar Pashias in order to reach the level of Tchias HaMeisim that brings us to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So you nail it. That's the reason that we read these four Pashias of Chodesh Adar. Even if Chodesh Adar will be a month earlier, we're not reading it for the cause of Pesach. We're not reading these Pashias in order to get ready for Pesach per se. But in order to get to the level of Pesach, the level of Am Yisrael being Am Yisrael, that they're being reborn and be able to do a Pesach, which that's the first mitzvah Am Yisrael does as a nation. And we do the first mitzvah Am Yisrael received is Kiddush HaKadosh, that's Pesach does. Whatever individual does, the mitzvah of Pesach. So in order to get to that, we have to go through the process of Aram Pashach. And that's why it belongs to Kiddush Adar Vedat. That's what Rashi says, we read Parshas HaChodesh in order to get ready for Pesach. So we have to do Parshas. The idea is not to get ready for Pesach only to learn the halachas of Pesach. But we're going through the Parshas that brings us to Pesach. What brought us to Pesach in the first place? The mitzvah Rishonish Tav Yisrael of Kiddush HaChodesh, being reborn. That's what we get to be Am Yisrael that does the mitzvah of Pesach. So you mean the Parshas HaChodesh, and go back to where it's all again, why is it called Parshas HaChodesh? Because of the Parshas of Pesach. So Tzadik himself answers. The reason is because Parshas HaChodesh is Pashur Chiddush. That focus on the Pesach. The focus on our ability to reach the Pesach. To be Mischadish, to be reborn. To go through adversity and be able to be revived. To be reborn again. That's what we do through the process of Adar with the four Parshias. And through that we get to Chodesh Nisan to be reborn. When we read Parshas HaChodesh and Shabbos, what we're doing here is we're talking about, you know, that we have the power to be reborn. And you nail it, we have the power to be reborn. We're the mice, that's what we're prepared. That's what we're going to be actually reborn in Chodesh Nisan. Then every year we try to be reborn and bring it back without rebirth to the ultimate rebirth of Mashiach. Not every year we're able to do it. Until now we're not able to do it. But that's the process. We're going through the Menach Foichu of Adar to get to the Chodesh Nisan. And in order to get the Chodesh Nisan to be reborn, we're going through Parshas HaChodesh, which gives us the key and the tools to Tchias HaMeisim again. So that's the idea, that's what's behind our Parshas, specifically Parshas HaChodesh. According to that, it's really all the Arab Parshas built up to reach Parshas HaChodesh. So we're doing all the tikkunim that we can do and all the praying that we can do to reach you, to achieve the ultimate Menach Foichu, to turn things around from Misa, from death to being alive. The ultimate Tchias HaMeisim, which has Parshas HaChodesh. And when we're actually becoming alive, Rosh Chodesh Nisan will be reborn. That's the process of Chodesh. And this is shown again to us today. I heard Rav Fine yesterday asked that what shot Kosh Baruch Hu's giving us, you know, the corona hit us, at least in America, so hard on Chodesh Adar. Chodesh Adar is a Chodesh of Simcha. That's when he hits us so hard. So maybe one can answer. That, you know, right, when Chodesh Adar is the time of Simcha. Do you know what's the ultimate Simcha, as the Goyim tells us in Siddur HaGoyim as well there? The ultimate Simcha is a Simcha that comes through a etzer, through adversity, through a challenge, through something which is difficult. Chodesh Adar is not just Tav Simcha. It's a simcha because of an afreichu. It was supposed to be so bad. Our soul was supposed to be destroyed. And we turned it around to be a hatsala. That is the biggest simcha possible. The simcha that comes from there. That's why the Chodesh Elul is such a simcha. Because it went from bad to good. So many years, we don't really feel so much bad. We know we're not mazel, we know we're not saved. We feel pretty good about ourselves. Conceptually, we have to do v'nafayich, we don't even realize v'nafayich. Maybe this year, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a little bit more of a way to experience v'nafayich. Because we're actually going through something which is close to Misa. We're going through something which is, we can feel a little bit la'ashri la'avit. We can feel a little bit the touch of something which is really the end. But we know, I'm Yisrael, that's what Hope Hashem Chodesh is telling us. What we have is the tools and the kelim to be reborn. And we know that through all these challenges and all the terrible thing that we're going, eventually we'll be reborn. All this, the actual life will be turned around. That's what belongs to Chodesh Adar and Adar. Because Chodesh Adar is of an afayichut of Chodesh. And the biggest of afayichut is going from bad to good. So maybe sometimes in a bad, we don't know the reasons, obviously, why we have it. But the fact that the Chodesh Adar is to give us a simon, yeah, it's bad, but soon, Ezer Hashem, it's going to be of an afayichut. I'll come back, turn that around. That's our machshava, our thought. We come to what part of Chodesh? The Chodesh, which is a chidish, which is a rebirth, is that we remember whenever we go through terrible times, the times are difficult, not easy, and close to Misa, always remember, Pasha Chodesh, Pasha Chodesh, we have the tools, we have the ability, we have it ingrained in us, the idea of Chodesh, Chodesh, rebirth. I'm sure is born with Pasha Chodesh, the rebirth, to go through all the challenges, to come out, Be'ez Hashem will have that rebirth. Will bring us back, but not to a rebirth for a regular year. Rebirth will bring us to a year of pain, seeing pain shift to Kano.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.